Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Angel Square Incorporated of Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Brad Gober joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, a tough one there on Friday night against Norton. Things didn't go your way most of the night. You fall 26-0 in the end. Quinn Eilert banged up again for you, and he's obviously had a season where it's been tough for him to get the minutes with the injuries. But just overall, looking at what they were able to do, they were balanced offensively. What were your thoughts overall of the loss there to Norton on Friday night?
I mean, it's just one of those deals where, sometimes you feel like there are years where, you just are constantly fighting the injury bug, and that's kind of been what's been going on this year for our guys. And, I'm proud of our kids for continuing to stay the course and, to continue to, stay positive. It's just it's frustrating for everybody, obviously. But, on Friday, we had some opportunities for some big plays. We missed a couple of pass plays that were wide open touchdowns that we just missed by a foot. Especially early in the game. And, we missed a couple things on some big run plays where we're just one block away or one person makes a mistake. And, it's just, when you go back and look at film, it's never as good as you think it is, never as bad as you think it is. And, we just, without Quinn, obviously, quarterback run game was something that we were really counting on this year. And we've never been able to kind of get into that flow of having the quarterback run game, with him and, getting hurt against Southeast and then on the first play of the game. And then, kind of he got back and kind of just slowly working him back in. And then the plan was to have quarterback run game again this week. And then obviously he got hurt, on defense. And so, it's just one of those things that, we've got to constantly, fight this year. But, we'll be okay.
And I think when injuries happen in a game, we focus more on the kids that are out on the field. But what does that do? Take me inside your mind as a coach of how you have to adjust mid-game when something like that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, when you lose someone like Quinn, at our level, when you lose somebody, that's basically losing two starters, mm-hmm. right? Because all of our kids are playing both ways. And so, you lose two starters there, essentially, with him going out offensively and defensively. And defensively, it forces you to be a little bit more vanilla in the back end without him out there. And there's kids out there that are having to move positions and, there's a domino effect that happens, when you lose somebody, you have to move some pieces around and, that hurts us defensively, obviously. And then, offensively, the lack of quarterback run game, without him out there, it really hamstrings us from a play call perspective when we play good teams, right? When we play teams that we feel like we're bigger and stronger than, we can run same stuff over and over again, power and counter and trap and within our run game and be fine, but when we play good teams, really good teams, like Norton and Southeast and Ellsworth, the quarterback run game part of it is very important because it adds that other layer of deception that with what we do. And, from a play calling perspective, it really hamstrings us and what we're able to call. Because we got to play the strength of Jackson. Mm-hmm. Jackson's strength is more so throwing the football versus, running the ball. So, it dictates what you have to call, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, chatting with us here. We take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over this week's opponent. It's a non-district game against Concordia here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Brad Gilbert, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you jump out of district play here to take on Concordia coming up Friday night. You go to their place. Been a tough season for them. They have a big win over Hiawatha. That's their only victory this season. They're 1-5. I know that Coach Etcher's got a good team over there at most years, and he's probably trying to figure some things out and work with what talent he has. What are your thoughts on this year's Concordia team and what you expect to see Friday night?
Yeah, the strength of their team, you know, really is their offensive line and defensive line. So they're big and they're physical up front. You know, they're probably a little down in the skill positions right now than what they've had in the past. They've had some really skilled players come through there over the last, you know, 5 years. And so, you know, it's, you know, for us, you know, we've got to really just hammer in on, okay, right, we've got to trust our rules. We've got to, you know, do things right to block their front, because their defensive line really is, they're big and like I said, they're physical. And so, you know, they're running a lot of the same stuff they've done in the past, a little more under center this year than they have been, you know, running a lot of buck and a lot of, you know, trap off that, some ISO and belly. So, you know, we've got to be, you know, really sound on defense, and we've got to be, we've got to play with physicality, and we have to play with passion, you know, you know, and just like any other week, I mean, if we do those things, okay, we line up correctly, we play physical, and we do our jobs, we'll be just fine. You know, but, you know, their O-line, D-line are good, so we have to be ready to play.
Like I said, a non-district game, so it doesn't mean anything for those standings there, but it means a lot to the community, right? You've heard all about it, and you're familiar with it now that you've been here long enough. Concordia, the rivalry, it's probably not hard to get these kids up for this game, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, both squads will be up for it. You know, it's just one of those games where it doesn't matter whether it's district or one school's 3A, one school's 4A, one school's 2A. Doesn't matter. It's an important game for us, and it's an important game for our community, and we're looking forward to it.
Brad Gilbert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Concordia Friday night.
Thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Katy Country 94, also online video stream of Beloit Trojan channel, ncksports.com. Pre-game coverage at 6:30 Friday night.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the game's Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Steve Tiernan joining us now, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, just a workmanlike effort there, a big win against Wakefield on Friday night. You ended up winning it 76-8, a game called at halftime. They scored very late to get on the board. Just as you look at the game, what were some of the things that stood out on your side of things and being able to pick up a big win on the road there and stay undefeated here in the district?
Probably, again, our offensive line. I mean, once again, they just came out and they played hard and they blocked well. And we actually saw the defense we worked on all week, so I think that helped us. But They did, and we ran the ball hard. Like I said, just hardly any negative plays, if any, and hardly even any missed blocks. And, I mean, it doesn't matter how good the team or bad the team you're playing is. That's still, you know, quite an accomplishment to just really get off the ball and do things right. And defensively, we tackled them. They had a big old fullback that once that guy got going, you know, look out. He's a big, fast guy. But I thought we did a very good job on him, too.
Based on the stats, I'm looking at a couple pick sixes, one for Sam Kindig and one for Hunter Howe, who was back out there for you. Just what are some of those things that you're, like you said, you got the defense to play the way you might have wanted to, and what were some of the things that stood out on that side of the ball?
Yeah, we switched a couple things as far as just our alignment, and I think that did help us. I mean, like I say, Wakefield, granted, they are down a little bit this year, but they had a plan, and they stuck with their plan, and really their plan, if they keep doing it, they're a young team that's going to work out pretty good for them sometime. But our guys just kind of disrupted that plan by being a little bit faster and just a little bit more aggressive up front and making plays when they had to.
We're talking with Steve Tierney, the head coach of the Osborne football team. We'll then take a time out here. When we come back, we'll preview the next district game for the Bulldogs coming up against Pike Valley at home Friday night here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Attention farmers! For full-service fertilizer and crop protection, your best way forward is always Midway Co-op. Our specialists provide you the best in crop nutrition and protection. And it's all matched up to your current soil conditions. We custom blend, and we're happy to apply it for you if needed. Maximize your yields, increase your profit picture. Let's talk fertilizer today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Call 346-5451.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Steve Tierney, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, next up, Pike Valley. This is a team that hasn't won a game. They suffered a tough two-point loss to Wakefield after Wakefield came in on the final possession and ended up scoring to beat them. And then last week, didn't have enough players to make the trip down to Little River to play Mineola, so they're coming off of a forfeit, but it does sound like they have the guys needed to come back and be able to play this game coming up Friday night. Pike Valley 0-6, I know they've struggled, but, man, there are some athletes over there, so it may be kind of a surprise to be 0-6, but they've dealt with a lot of injuries too.
You know, on Pike Valley's team, that you know, the last several years, even two, 3 years ago, they beat us. I'm not going to say that's a humongous accomplishment. I'm just saying, we can't overlook anybody, but they always play as hard. They always play as tough. I mean, they always come up there. I think the coach just kind of spends a lot of time figuring out something that will hurt us, and he does a very good job of finding that because, like say, the last couple of years they've been down a little bit, but they always play as tough. So yeah, we're definitely gonna have to be ready to go.
When you look at this team when they're healthy, which would have been early in the season. I don't know if you've seen that film, but just some of the things that stand out about what they can do there on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, like I didn't see much early on, but I do know that they've always got athletes up there, and they've always got guys that can run a little bit. I mean, they're quick. They're just kind of elusive as far as how they do things. So we're definitely going to have to, you know, do our jobs. And like I say, their quarterback's hurt, so they are kind of banged up right now. But I think if we get off the ball and do our job, hopefully things go well.
You've been banged up this season as well multiple times, you know, just different guys in different spots. I think it maybe in times it might have benefited you to have different guys step up and get some reps in certain spots. But how do you look going into this Pike Valley game? I'm not asking you to give away any secrets or anything like that, but how's your health right now look?
You know, it's one of those things. I mean, if you get hurt and then it's the next guy up mentality. And fortunately for us, other than defensive back, I mean, like the Hanover game when when we had a couple DBs go out. That's just that's our weakest spot. But other than that, I mean, it's kind of funny to even say, but I mean, even quarterback. We have two very good quarterbacks, and then one of them's tied in. So if he's a quarterback, we got a tied in that can step in and do a very good job. Tailback, same thing. We've got two very good tailbacks. I mean, it's just kind of rare that you have that stuff. But, I would definitely say, kind of like we were talking off the air there, that the more snaps you get, the more plays you get to play, the better you become, just for the fact the experience goes a long ways. And so I do think that helped. I mean, nobody wants anybody to get hurt, but as far as our depth goes, I think that does help.
We're talking to Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, we thank you for the time here this week, and best of luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock from Osborne. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Mike Rogers. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats. Mike Rogers joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, another win for you on Friday, a 56-0 shutout of Republic County in that one. Just kind of looking back at the game, I know Republic County is clearly a team that's kind of struggling of late and over the past couple seasons, really, but a nice workmanlike effort it looked like for you on the road at Belleville on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, there were some good things that happened. They were kind of like Oakley the week before. They had to play a lot of young kids and didn't have a lot of depth and had some kids hurt. So, you know, they've had a rough season. And, you know, we talked to the kids all week about, you know, trying to stay focused and playing to their level. And I don't think we did a great job of that at the beginning of the game. We botched the first kickoff and mishandled it, and they recovered that. And then we had two or three fumbles in the first half. You know, I think it took us a while to get our focus and our concentration to where it needed to be, but once we did that in the second quarter, things started going pretty well for us. So it ended up being a pretty good game for us.
How difficult is that as a head coach, and you've been doing this as an assistant coach for a lot of years as well, to make sure they do keep that focus, especially with a team that you know you're better than, but also with the expectations of what you want from Smith Center football as well?
Yeah, you know, we watch a lot of film, and the kids do as well. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to hide that from the kids when they're watching the film, and they get a pretty good idea of the, you know, ability of the opponents you're going to play. And they kind of have to do that back-to-back weeks. I think it was a little bit harder the second week than it was the first week to stay focused. So really had a feeling like when we were going through our pregame and our second stretch that we weren't really focused. We talked about that a little bit, and we kind of went out there, and then, you know, kind of how I thought we were going to play, we did, and that wasn't very well. So it took us a little bit to get our feet underneath us and get our minds back where they need to be and start playing up to our capabilities.
We're talking with Mike Rogers, the coach of the Smith Center football team. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview the next opponent in district play. Sacred Heart coming up Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Mike Rogers, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Sacred Heart coming up next for you. I know they're 1-5, but when you kind of look at this team, I'm looking at this Matusi, a quarterback, can be a dual threat guy, run and pass, and has had some success in other sports as well. So at least they've got an anchor there. When you kind of look at Sacred Heart, despite the 1-5 record, what do you see from them on film?
You know, their record's deceiving. They've played a lot of good teams, you know, and they're definitely a better team than we've played here the last couple weeks. So, you know, we've got to be focused and be ready to go. You know, you look at the Wabunsee film, and I don't think they scored until about 19 seconds left to go in the first half. So, you know, they can do some good things and certainly put up quite a bit of resistance defensively. And you know, so they got a quarterback that can throw the ball pretty well, and they got some backs that run hard. And they've always had some talented people there, so we're going to have to be prepared to play a better game right off the bat.
I know you mentioned that they have been playing well defensively. Now, that's kind of one of the things that I've noticed and I was going to touch on next is some of these scores, you know, these teams are beating Republic Counties of the World by bigger margins as far as the amount of points that they're scoring. So what are you seeing from them? What specifically do they do defensively that causes problems?
Well, they've got good size, you know, and depending on what we want to do, if we want to try to play Redmond football, you know, they typically are going to have 9 or 10 guys in the box, and so that always makes it difficult to run, and they've got some good size. Now it looks like they've got quite a few injured people on the sidelines, so you never know when those people might be back playing, and so there's really nothing you can do to prepare and know for sure what's going to happen until you show up for the game. But you know, they run to the ball, they got some good athletes, and then they've been a pretty physical team with us in the past. So
what's the biggest focus that you have as a coach at this time of the year? Because, you know, you've liked to probably have everything kind of set where you want it as you're finishing up district play and getting ready for the postseason. But what do you focus on in week 7 and 8, getting your team ready for that?
You know, we've just been trying to get better week by week. You know, in the beginning of the year, our offense really kind of struggled. We were kind of our own worst enemy, and we had issues with the snap and issues with penalties. But I feel like we've really done a good job of eliminating a lot of those things the last couple of weeks, and we've been able to throw the ball a little bit better, so that's helped us out tremendously. You know, you just like when you get into this phase and they're getting ready to go into the playoffs of being able to play some good solid football on all three levels, on offense, defense, and on special teams. So, you know, we're trying to shore up, and I feel like defensively we played really good all year. You know, offensively we haven't had a lot of chances and opportunities to return kicks, which did a really good job of last year. So, you know, you really can't sometimes control what opportunities you get in the kicking game. You know, sometimes one you might do a really good job one game, the next week that next team won't kick to you. So, you know, you just got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them.
Mike Rogers, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck at home there on Friday night against Sacred Heart.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement, Nextech, and Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit NCKSSports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. And by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our chats with Joel Strukoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, another win for you, 52-6 game called at half there Friday night against Wheatland Grinnell. Mason Baker stood out again for you, but this time kind of in the passing game. He was 12 of 12 for 162 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Evan Slomit caught 6 of those passes for 111 and 2 scores. Mason also ran for 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. So overall, you mixed in the pass maybe a little more than you have in some of the games this year, but what were your thoughts of that win there against Wheatland Grinnell on Friday night?
You know, about this time of the year, we always try to see what, you know, passing game you're getting closer to playoff time, and you know you're going to have to use some of that. So just getting an opportunity to do that. Line came out really good this week. Felt like we set the tone right away, handled business like we were supposed to, fix some of the inconsistencies we had against Lakeside there. So got a lot of people playing time this week. So just overall a really good victory for us, both varsity and JV guys. Just great overall performance.
You know, we talked a lot about Mason this year because he's had such a good year for you, but one of the things that he's done is played, you know, basically three different positions at times for you, but, you know, obviously quarterback and then playing a bit as a receiver, and you put Evan Slavic in there at quarterback sometimes. How much have you been able to rely on Evan here this year and kind of just looking at him, because he is just a sophomore for you and he's been doing some pretty good things this year?
Yeah, you know, Evan's played a little bit of quarterback, a little bit of receiver, plays a little bit of running back for us. Just another guy that, you know, is kind of one of those plug-and-play guys that we've had a lot of lately. You know, Mason kind of filled that role last year with Dylan Bias being the quarterback, and then maybe Bias going back to running back every once in a while. We try to find those guys, and it's all about matchups. Whether they're a receiver, running back, quarterback, wherever they're at, we're just looking for different matchups we like, putting people in positions to make a play, and we've had those guys step up and do that. Evan being a sophomore and being able to play multiple positions, A-man football is all about that. You know, you never really know where you're going to play. You might play line one year, and then maybe next year you play running back. It's good just getting guys different playing experience at different spots as they grow.
We're talking with Joel Strukoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll preview the next up district game here on Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joel Struckoff still with us, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you move on now. St. Francis next up for you as you host them here in district play. They're 2-4 on the season. But when you look at St. Francis, they have had history of having a quality football program. What are some of the things that stand out about this year's team as you come into this game? They're coming off of a win over Logan Palco last Friday night.
You know, the first thing you notice about St. Francis is even though their record's 2-4, they played some really good teams. You know, not letting Sharon Springs 45 them is a big deal. They played hard, played physical that whole game. We watched some of that. Putting up big points against Logan Palco, and their kids just play football hard. I mean, they may make some mistakes every once in a while, but they're definitely going to play a hard-nosed style of football, and if you allow them, they're going to play with you all game long. They're not a team that you're going to just, you know, get up on and then just they're going to quit. They're going to keep fighting. So it's a very scrappy football team that you've got to be ready for mentally. You got to be prepared that they're going to bring everything they have and they're not just going to give up.
What kind of style do they play with these days? I know they used to be kind of a power run first type of team.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of QB option and some trap plays there with the run game, but when they spread it out, they'll do a lot of passing too. It's just a lot of different stuff, a lot of different formations, a lot of different concepts. But they're gonna do what they need to do to try to win. I mean, he'll spread it out when he needs to, run heavy power if they need to. So they just got a lot in their arsenal, a lot of different stuff to prepare for. So just mentally, your discipline's got to be there this week because they're gonna throw a lot of different formations at you. Try to get you to fall asleep or try to get you to not do your job, your assignment. So it's just one of those teams. Discipline this week is a big key.
How do you feel about your team right now? I mean, I know coming into the season, you felt like this team might be a little bit better than what people might have thought. And right now you're on track to be in a chance to win a district championship. So how important is it to get this win against St. Francis and continue on what this track is for this group?
You know, a little bit of growing pains going into this year, starting off, you know, with Alma, Nebraska. They were on week 3, we were on week 1, but I was extremely proud of my boys. You know, we fought real hard that week. Didn't really know what to expect. It was basically a whole new lineup, and we played pretty well against them. And just moving through the year growing, you know, we had some hiccups there, losing to Hill City. You just got to grow every week, and I feel like we've done that, and we're putting ourselves in a position to be where we want to be by the end of the year. I always start off the year by saying it does not matter where we're at, you know, week 1 or week 2. We've got to grow from week 1, week 2, and I feel like we've done that pretty good. We've still got some things we've got to clean up here before playoffs, and that's what you use these last few final games to do. So hopefully we still grow and we clean some things up these final few weeks before we get into the playoffs.
Joel Struckoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, we thank you again for the time this week, and best of luck against St. Francis coming up Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.